Hello, I'm Jim Gleason. We've met before many times, but today I have a very special privilege. It's to share a Christmas story with you. Maybe it's a sort of unusual Christmas story because there are no sleigh bells, prancing reindeer, or jolly little men coming down chimneys. But it's a story that happened at Christmas time to some very nice people who almost made a grave and serious mistake in their lives. I think you're going to like it. It's called Christmas with Love. We're going to bring you this story in just a moment after we hear the special Christmas message. This is Jim Gleason again with our story, Christmas with Love. I play the part of Hap Donald, top hand at Runaway Ranch. A sort of father confessor to women of assorted ages, sizes, and shapes who maintain residence at Runaway Ranch for the required 6 weeks. Yeah, I see you've guessed it. Yep, we're in Nevada Dude Ranch. Usually at Christmas time, our guests have finished their stays and departed. We're sort of between seasons, waiting for the new arrivals to descend on us after the first of the year. But this Christmas, we had an attractive young woman who was staying over the holidays. Her name was Margot Mason. And as I walked into the lobby of the main lodge that morning, found her talking to Tomas Ortega, our major domo of the dining room.
Well, you see, most everyone tries to arrive here not later than the first week in November, so they're... shall we say, mission is concluded well before the holidays.
Well, it's rather stupid of me, I guess, not to figure to get it over with before now. But I was a little unprepared for this kind of thing, you know.
That is understandable, Mrs. Mason. Ah, Hap, you have come to drive Mrs. Mason to the airport?
Sure, Tomas. Morning, Miss Mason. I just called into town. The plane is going to be a little late. They always buck headwinds from the east, you know. We'll need to leave yet.
I'm afraid Jimmy will be lonely here this Christmas. Larry, Jimmy's father, wanted him to go to New York for the holidays, but I thought it would be nice for Jimmy to see the West. I guess it was selfish of me.
How old is your son, Mrs. Mason?
Oh, he'll be 11 in February. Getting to be quite a young man, you know.
I'll bet he is. You said he was in boarding school back east?
Yes, in Connecticut. He's in the fourth form.
What's he plan to be when he grows up?
At his age, who knows? A year or so ago, he always said he wanted to be a flyer like his father.
His father is a pilot?
Not anymore. He flew bombers in the last war. Tomas.
Yes, Mrs. Mason.
Please change this for me.
Surely. There you are. Okay.
Thank you. I'll be in the game room, Hap, when you're ready to leave for the airport.
Margot Mason, hair like a Nevada sunset and figure as trim as a sports car, went into the small game room off the lobby. But she didn't go to the raw slot machines. Instead, she walked to the jukebox, inserted a coin, and selected again the same tune she'd been playing over and over ever since she'd arrived at Runaway Ranch. Sort of a melancholy song that got under your skin after a while.
Love comes along.
Tomas, that kid's carrying a torch like an atom bomb mushroom.
Sure is. Nice young lady, too. Now, why do you suppose she wants a divorce?
I gave up a long time ago trying to figure out an answer to that one. Some of these hard-eyed dames only make you feel sorry for the husband. But a real fine person like Ms. Mason... Well, maybe her husband's a heel. But then you figure, how would a nice girl like that ever fall for a heel?
Maybe, what is that saying you have in this country? Love is blind?
I think her husband's the one who's blind, letting something like that get away from him. Funny world, Tomas. I guess even out in this lonely spot, we see more of it than most people.
See? Say, is it not time for the airplane, Hop?
Yep, better get going. We'll be back in time for lunch, Tomas.
Keep love apart.
What'll I say to Jimmy?
He's your son, Auntie. He knows why you're here.
Yes, but I'm sure he doesn't approve.
You hardly expect a boy of 11 to approve his parents being divorced, would you?
That's unkind, Hap.
No, I'm sorry. I forgot myself a moment.
You don't approve either, do you, Hap?
Ain't none of my business, Mrs. Mason. Well, the ramp's in place. The door's open.
Oh, and there's Jimmy. Oh, my, how he's grown. Do you think he sees me? Jimmy!
He'll be here in just a minute. Not many passengers on this flight.
Jimmy, over here, dear.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, did you have a nice trip, dear?
Sure did. Golly, when the captain found out that Dad had been a pilot in the war, he let me ride up in the cockpit. I even sat in the co-pilot's seat.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm so glad to see you. Oh, this is Mr. Donald, dear. Hap Donald. He's the foreman at the ranch where we're staying.
How do you do, Mr. Donald?
Hi, Jimmy.
Jimmy, dear, let Hap have the check for your bag, and he'll get it for you.
It's in my pocket here somewhere. I had it just before I got off the plane. Oh, here it is.
I'll get the bag, meet you and your mother at the car.
Jimmy, I want this to be a very happy Christmas for both of us. We'll ride and hike and have a wonderful time.
Yes, Mother.
And I'm sure Hap will take you on a trail ride.
Yes, Mother.
Oh, there's Hap with your bag. You can ride in front with him.
Okay.
All set, Mrs. Mason. I'll just put Jimmy's bag back in the back seat with you. I won't bother to open the tailgate, all right?
Surely.
About a 20-mile drive, Jimmy, and we'll be at Runaway Ranch.
Very fond of that song, aren't you, Mrs. Mason?
Yes, I am, Tomas. I have a lot of memories wrapped up in those words. My husband used to sing them to me before we were married.
Oh?
That was before he went overseas in 43. May I have another one, please, Tomas?
Sure.
Thanks. I wanted to get married then, but Larry said no, to wait until he got back.
He came home when the war was over?
Yes, but in a cast. 2 years in hospitals. After that, we were married.
Your son Jimmy is a very handsome boy.
Mm-hmm. He looks like his father. Jimmy and Hap should be getting back soon, don't you think?
Hap never makes a definite time of return from a trail ride. He's a good foreman. He knows the mountains and the woods. Do not worry.
Oh, I'm not. It's just that he and Jimmy have been gone 2 days, and I'm lonesome.
Why did you not go with them, Mrs. Mason?
Well, they were going across the state line into the snow country. I was supposed to stay right in Nevada for 6 weeks to establish residence, so I didn't go.
And that is too bad. You should spend as much time as you can with your son.
I know. Sometimes we can't do or even say the things we want, even at Christmas time. We're going to have a Christmas tree here in the lodge, Tomas?
Of course, Mrs. Mason. Didn't you hear Hap say that he and Jimmy were going to get the biggest and most beautiful one they could carry and bring it in?
Maybe Jimmy and I can trim it on Christmas Eve. Oh, may I have some change, please, Tomas?
Of course.
Thanks.
Looks like a good spot, Jimmy. Ought to find a good tree around here.
There's one over there. But that's too big, isn't it?
Yeah. We'd never get that one into the lodge, let alone trying to pack it all the way home.
It's sure blowing hard. Do you think there'll be more snow?
Any minute now. We'll just get our tree and then head back to the ranch.
Gee, this is fun, Hap. Even Champ's having a good time.
Old Champ loves the woods, especially when there's boy along. Champ don't get much chance to play with boys. Mostly all women at Runaway Ranch.
Yeah, dames. Why do people get divorced, Hap?
Oh, I guess there's lots of reasons, Jimmy. Sometimes married folks just sort of drift apart. Maybe they don't have interests that hold them together.
Sometimes maybe they have interest and don't take care of it.
Like what, Jimmy?
Me?
I can't believe that, son.
Then why do I have to go away to school all winter and go to camp all summer?
Well, don't you like school and camp?
I'd rather be home.
Now, you quit feeling sorry for yourself, fella. We got a job to do right now. Let's us find that tree.
Okay. I'll scout that ridge over to the right.
No. You stay close to me. This snow's getting thick. The way it's blowing, we could get lost within 20 feet. You see, horses are even getting restless. I guess we better forget the tree and head for the ranch.
Please, Hap. There's a tree just over the rise that I know will be right. I'll go and try and get it.
Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, come back here. Jimmy, there's a cliff over there.
Help! 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 I'm falling!
Jimmy!
Help! Help, I'm down here. I'm caught on a tree.
Hang on, Jimmy. We'll get you. Hey, come on, it's no use, Champ. We can't get down that cliff. I'll have to ride to the ranger station to get help. You stay here, Champ. Stay here, boy. I'll be back as soon as I can. In just a moment, we'll return to our story. But right now, here is a message that all of us want to hear. This is Jim Gleason again, playing the part of Hap Donald in our story, Christmas with Love. As foreman of the Runaway Ranch, I'd always pride myself on my ability in the woods and with being able to take care of myself and our guests under any circumstances. Then little Jimmy Mason slipped away, ran toward the cliff, one of those things that happened in the blink of an eye. Of course, I chewed myself out for letting it happen, but low-dragging my lack of brains wasn't going to get Jimmy back up that cliff. He needed help and fast. I left our big shepherd, Champ, as guard at the place where Jimmy fell, and rode over to the ranger station, which I knew was only a couple of miles over the next ridge. Snow was coming down fast, and I didn't make very good time. When I reached the station, I found only one ranger on duty. The rest of the crew was out helping some stalled motorists on the Truckee Road. Ranger alerted the rescue unit on the shortwave radio while I called back home to the ranch. Hello. Operator. Hello. This is an emergency. Get me State Line 4632 and hurry, please. Come on.
Runaway Ranch, Merry Christmas.
And the same to you. Look, Tomas, this is Hap. I got trouble.
What is it, Hap?
Little Jimmy Mason had an accident. Is his mother there?
Yes, but should you tell her?
Of course I'll tell her. Grown woman, ain't she? Let me talk to her.
Okay, just a minute.
Should I tell her? Should I? Holy hopped up hominy. What's a mother for if not to hear trouble?
Hello?
Look, Miss Mason, got some bad news for you. I'm at the ranger station over in Placer County. Jimmy had an accident.
Oh, no. He's hurt?
We don't know. Fell off a cliff. Rangers are bringing in some rescue equipment. We'll have him out soon.
I knew I shouldn't have brought him out here. What am I going to do?
Well, the first thing, get hold of yourself. And don't go to pieces. I think you better call your husband in New York.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll do that. And then I'll get out where you are as fast as I can.
No, you stay where you are. Roads are almost impassable. Better see what your husband suggests. Maybe he'll want to fly out.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's a good idea. He'll be frantic about Jimmy.
Well, I gotta go now. We'll do everything we can. Tell your husband we think Jimmy will be all right. And Miss Mason?
Yes.
You know how to pray, don't you?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Well, get busy. We're going to need it.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Mason, but don't worry. Hop will do everything he can. He's a good man in the woods.
Well, then why didn't he... Oh, no, I don't mean that. I'm sorry, Tomas. Look, I've got to call New York right away. May I use this phone?
Of course.
I hope I can get him at the office. I don't know where he's living since we gave up the apartment. What time is it in New York, Tomas?
Let me see. I think it's about 4:30, Mrs. Mason.
Well, then he's probably still at the office. Operator, this is a person-to-person call to Mr. Lawrence Mason at Plaza 94620 in New York City. And operator, please rush it through. This is an emergency. Yes, I'll wait.
Can I get you something, Mrs. Mason?
Nothing, thanks, Tomas. Tomas?
Yes, Mrs. Mason?
You going home for Christmas?
This is my home, Mrs. Mason.
Then you're not married?
No.
Oh. Yes, operator. Hello? Hello, Larry?
Yes?
Oh, Larry, this is Margot.
Oh, yes, Margot. Merry Christmas.
Larry, something terrible's happened. Jimmy's had an accident.
What happened? Is he badly hurt?
We don't know. Can you come out here right away?
Wait a minute. What do you mean you don't know if he's badly hurt?
Jimmy was on a trail ride and he fell down a cliff. They're trying to rescue him now.
Who's with him? How did it happen?
Jimmy went into the snow country with the foreman of the ranch, Hap Donald. Hap called from the ranger station to tell me. Oh, Larry, what can I do?
Nothing much, I guess. Just sit tight where you are.
Well, Larry, can you come out here?
I'll take the first plane I can. I'll probably be there in the morning. I'll send you a wire.
Oh, good, Larry. Will this upset your plans for Christmas?
Plans? What plans are as important as this?
Oh, thanks, Larry. I'll meet you at the airport. And Larry?
Yes, Margot?
Nothing, Larry. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Margot.
Well, my husband will be out on the first plane. Probably in the morning.
That is good, Senora. Hello, Runaway Ranch.
Hello, Tomas. Is Miss Mason here?
Yes, just a minute. For you.
Oh. Hello?
Hap, Miss Mason. Just want you to know that the Rangers have rescue equipment on the job. We're starting down after Jimmy. This is a shortwave phone from a Ranger mobile unit. Over.
Oh, Hap, I want to come over there. Can I get there by car?
Please don't do that, Miss Mason. You couldn't do a thing to help. As soon as we get Jimmy out, a Ranger truck will rush him to a hospital. Over.
What hospital? I'll go there.
Look, I'll call you as soon as we get Jimmy out. We got a winch truck, and I'm going down the face of the cliff. Over.
Please hurry, Hap. And let me know just as soon as you can.
Okay. Over now. All right. Good. Now let me down slowly now. Good, that's fine. Jimmy, can you hear me?
Yes, Hap.
Okay, boy. We'll have you out in a jiffy.
It's pretty cold down here.
Yes, I know. Just a minute now and I'll be down there.
I'm glad Champ found me. He helped keep me warm.
Oh, good boy, Champ. I wondered what happened to you. How'd you get down here?
He crawled along this ledge here. He must have found a path down the cliff.
Now, let's see about you, young fella. Any broken bones?
I don't know. My arm hurts awful bad.
Looks like you snapped it. Kid, you're frozen. Here's some hot soup now. I'll drink it while I get this sling ready. You sure your back feels all right?
I think so. It's just my arm, Hap.
Good. There, we'll have you out of here in no time.
How about Champ? How do we get him up the cliff?
Don't you worry about Champ. He'll get up the same way he got down, won't you, boy? Yeah.
Are you coming up with me?
Yep, I'll ride the cable right up with you. Now, we all set? Here we go.
Hap. I feel so sick and my arm hurts so. Are we almost there?
Almost, fellow. Almost. Now, look now. Come on now. Don't you pass out on me now. Okay on the winch. Take us up. Fast.
How's Jimmy?
He's all right, Larry. A broken arm and a slight cold, but nothing serious, thank God.
Oh, that's wonderful news. I've been so worried. This last hour, running late against those headwinds, I thought we'd never get here.
Well, the car's over this way. We'll stop for your bag.
I didn't stop to pack one. I rushed right out to the airport. There's not even a toothbrush. Oh, say, tomorrow is Christmas. I'll have to get something for Jimmy. Will you drive me back to town after I see him?
Of course. I bought a few things for him, but I'd like to get some more. We'll go shopping together. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Like old times. Margo?
Yes, Larry.
Nothing. I was just wondering what you'd like for Christmas.
Nothing, Larry, really. I'm going to have a fine Christmas.
Sure, I forgot. Sorry. This car?
Uh-huh. Get in, I'll drive.
Okay, slide in the side. How far is it to the ranch?
About 20 miles. Why?
Thought maybe you and I could talk.
What about Larry?
Oh, you know, about us and whether or not we're making a mistake.
It's a little late, isn't it? We talked that all out in New York before I came west.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun at Christmas time in
Nevada, USA. Gee, Dad and Ma, this is the best Christmas ever. Say, Hap.
Yes, Jimmy.
Isn't that the very same Christmas tree I was trying to get when I fell off the cliff?
Nah, Jimmy, you know all Christmas trees look alike.
Not that one. No, sir. I know that's the very same tree.
Well, if it isn't, Jimmy, Hap sure took your father and me on a long, long trip to get it.
Well, it was in snow country, and I'm betting it's the very same tree.
Well, all the gifts have been passed out. Larry, the bracelet was lovely. Thanks so much.
I'm glad you liked it. Well, there's no real significance, you understand.
No?
No, the two hearts just somehow made me think of you.
Dad?
Yeah, Jim.
I don't see how you could ever forget Mom.
It isn't easy, son.
Oh, Jimmy, what you say we take a little walk down to corral? Want to see how Champ's getting along? You feel up to it, do you?
Sure, Hap. Doctor said except for my broken arm, I'm as good as ever. Okay, Mom? Can I go?
Surely, dear. Run along.
Jimmy and I crossed the lobby of the main lodge, but before we went out and down the corral, we walked into the game room. Tomas was over by the cash register, so I changed a quarter and a nickel. And Jimmy and me crossed to the jukebox in the corner. Jimmy caught on right away. He reached up his hand, and I gave him the three nickels. He put all of them into the slot marked Harden Your Heart, the old tune his mother and father had done their courting by in the early days of the war. Like a lot of pop tunes, it was staging a comeback. The machine clicked, lights come on, and the selector picked out the record. And as the tune started, Jimmy and I slipped out the side door of the game room. We had to walk past the lobby windows, and we somehow just couldn't resist taking a peek through the curtains. What do you think we seen? Yes, sir, you guessed it. Standing in front of the Christmas tree with more stars in her eyes, and there were lights on the tree, we seen Jimmy's mom and dad. I know we should have hurried away, but I guess Jimmy and me are just a couple of old peeping Toms. It's not every Christmas, you know. You get to see some really nice folks kiss and make up and mean it. This is Jim Gleason again with a big thank you for being with us at this holiday season. On behalf of the talented people who appeared with me in Christmas with Love, and Johnny Crawford, Gene Bates, and Harry Bartell, and our very talented, kind director, Henry Hayward, may I wish you and yours much happiness, prosperity, during all the days of the coming year. Goodbye now.